Around the country, governments, courts, and churches are wrestling with the same issue, whether to accept same-sex marriages. Vermont allows same-sex partnerships, called civil unions, but so far, no state recognizes gay marriages. That could change, as many people anticipate that the highest court in Massachusetts is about to make gay marriage the law of the state. This has prompted Catholic bishops in Massachusetts to support a campaign for a constitutional amendment on marriage. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
As Catholics settle into their pews this weekend, many are hearing their priests read a statement by their bishops. The bishops note that the state's Supreme Judicial Court is considering redefining marriage to include gay couples. If that happens, the bishops warn, quote, marriage as we know it will be irreparably harmed. And so they're urging parishioners to lobby for an amendment to the state constitution, in line with the constant and clear teaching of the Church, namely that marriage is a union between one man and one woman. Constant and clear? Well, yes and no, says James Francis Keenan, a Jesuit priest who teaches moral theology in Boston.
Church teaching is pretty clear that marriage is between a man and a woman. What church teaching isn't really clear on is the other side of the coin, and that is, what are the social rights and benefits of gay and lesbian persons who are in committed relationships?
Keenan says over the past 25 years, the Catholic Church has kept revisiting the issue of how to think about homosexuality and gay unions. In the 1980s, the Church opposed gay couples adopting children. But a few years later, the U.S. Catholic bishops called for an end to discrimination against gay men and lesbians. Worldwide, the issue is in flux. Bishops in Switzerland and Quebec have indicated they don't oppose the registration of gay partnerships. With this ambiguity, it's not clear how many priests are actually reading the bishop's letter. Father Walter Kunin isn't. He's the pastor of a church in Newton. For one thing, he says, the letter is too long. For another, it's not very nuanced on the issue of homosexuality.
We don't take one line out of the Bible and therefore apply it unilaterally. The whole message of the scripture has to be seen. And I would say, in a nutshell, the message of the scripture is far more compassion, understanding the weakness of human beings, supporting one another, being there for one another.
He says the amendment would allow discrimination against gays in areas such as insurance coverage, retirement plans, and hospital visitation rights. Moreover, he says, the Catholic Church has long made a distinction between what is sanctioned as a matter of faith and what's considered appropriate as a matter of civil law. Evan Wolfson at Freedom to Marry, a gay rights law firm, agrees.
Under Catholic teaching, for example, people who've been through a divorce are not allowed to marry again. And the Catholic Church has every right to hold that view and to preach that view in its churches. But at the same time, I think we all understand that to write that into the law, that would be wrong.
He says the same is true with gay marriage. This debate over same-sex marriage is not unique to Catholics.
It has the potential for causing the Episcopal Church in the United States to structurally come apart.
David Anderson is a retired Episcopal priest and president of the American Anglican Council, which seeks to bring orthodoxy back to the Episcopal Church. He says other mainline churches are changing their policies or feeling intense pressure to do so.
I think the Presbyterians are struggling with this. The Methodists are struggling with this. The Lutherans are. I'm not sure you can really find a church which, if honestly they looked at their situation, there wasn't some kind of struggle going on within.
In their letter, the Massachusetts bishops make it clear that they expect the gay couples to win in the state's highest court. Matt Daniels, president of the conservative Alliance for Marriage, predicts if that happens, it will take about a heartbeat for gay couples across the country to begin suing their states, demanding the same treatment. In his opinion, that would be a national disaster.
Most Americans do not believe that they have any right to redefine marriage for our entire nation with profound consequences legally, socially, morally, across a range of issues. This is a huge, huge social revolution, and it should not be done through the courts against the will of the people.
No matter what happens in Massachusetts, he and others say, the issue of gay marriages will be litigated for years to come. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.